Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
All right, well, look out, Mama. There's a flood coming down the street, and I think it's heading towards the river. Burlington's Kind of Music, WBKM, welcoming you to another week in the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci, how's it going?
It's going good, man.
Another chance to visit this great catalog of a guy that's still kicking out the jams, Neil Young.
Mm.
And Crazy Horse, of course, who he's touring with.
You bet. Yeah. T-minus 1 week from the opening of the European tour, or 8 days, I guess.
I know, Tony. You pinch me, man. We're going to Europe with Thrasher and his good friend Howell. We got four guys going out there. We're going to be equipped with cameras and laptops to try to bring you folks the goods.
Yeah, to bring in the experience of, connecting people through music and connecting people in another world setting. Through the music that we all share, I think it's going to be a very powerful time to meet with folks that we don't know today.
And the one thing we can guarantee you, folks, is that this is going to be sincere. This comes from genuine space. You know, you've followed Thrasher for, 18 years now?
Mm-hmm.
We've been fans forever. Neil's been kicking it out for 50 years. My gosh, the one thing we're going to give you is real. Sure, we might screw up. You bet, Tony, right?
It's at least going to be honest, and it's at least going to be the real deal. Whatever it is, we know we can guarantee you it'll at least be real.
That's it. Honesty, integrity, and that's what we aim for. It might not be perfect, but we strive for professional, right?
Right. You never want it perfect from Neil. So the day Neil does perfect is the day to hang it up.
So, we'll be over there, but really cool to know that it doesn't even stop there.
No.
Beginning to announce North American dates for September, October.
Yeah, like 20 European dates in total, 1920, and then U.S. dates coming back again one more time. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, coming back to the Oak Ridge, man, in Virginia. I already booked at the Interlochen.
Interlochen.
Festival.
You got it. Detroit, looks like, is still out there.
Yeah, so coming to the Motor City.
We'll see. We'll have to see where it all lines up. Boy, what a heck of a change from last Saturday night when it was balmy and breezy and 70.
I know. We were talking, my gosh, what a glorious stretch of weather. It's gone on forever, Tony.
Well, everything has to come to its end, right?
Oh, it's like we got slapped and turned around completely because, man, it's been rainy ever since.
I'm shifting my microphone holding hand, put my other hand in my pocket to keep warm.
I know.
But, hey, the music, that's what's going to really warm us up tonight. What do you say we jump right in, man?
Hey, you know, the thing is we've experienced so much rain that today – both ends of my road were closed. I live on Weed Road out in Essex, Vermont. Couldn't get out, but boy, I saw a lot of guys working on the highway. Mm. 10 men working. Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, program number 39.
Tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. time of year. Or maybe it's the time of man, I don't know who I am, but you know life is for learning. We are stardust, we are golden, and we got to get ourselves back to the
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, you know, pairing those two tunes back to back, two different versions of the same tune, really it gives you a look into the interpretive music that was crafted back then. You know, I mean, you had all these artists living in the same area, in this case, Joni, of course, a fellow Canadian like Neil, you know, moving into that Bay Area. You know, the Santa Cruz areas, the Laurel Canyons of the world, and all feeling that energy of getting together. You know, in that tune, I'm going to get back to the land and camp out on the land and set my soul free. You know, beautiful, because here we are right on the cusp of the festival season, right, Tony?
Yeah, exactly. And that a lot of that went on then, that spirit of festivity, of festival, of gathering, of community. And, you know, those folks in those early years were indeed an incredibly tight community. You know, those five people, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, and Joni. You know, there was a lot of interchange between those. You know, David kind of found her and brought her around and showed her off to all of his music-loving friends. And Graham fell in love with her. And, you know, all this amazing stuff. And to hear that song stripped down from the creator's viewpoint, and then to hear what the band could do with it, what Neil's opening famous guitar piece in there is like, to hear Stephen take those words and put his own intonation into it. I love that song. It's a great song.
Ah, it's beautiful. You know, we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Really, the whole thrust behind what we do on a daily basis with our radio station, with our children, is to try to get them back to an age where, boy, you feel connected to the earth. You feel connected to your brothers. You know, I remember having that paper route. You knew your neighbors. Hey, good morning, Mrs. Smith. You know, here's your paper. You took time. Yeah, sure, there were times that you would throw it to the mail, you know, throw it to the curb, and the thing would go everywhere.
Right, exactly.
But you
could also be trusted to go up and collect the 15 cents from Mrs. Miller and, you know, whatever, Friday, on the Fridays, right?
Right, I remember it was like 11 bucks a month,
whatever,
you know,
it
at its peak for me, and I think I did a paper route for a good 9 years, Tony.
Mm.
You know, a bummer to see that being taken from our culture. No, you can't. There is no more paper boys. No. There's a liability there, so they can't be hired that
there's
young.
There's a liability, and there's crazies out there. And, well, another loss. That's a significant loss. So yet just another one of those freedoms lost, you know?
You know, but good that these festivals have survived. At least there is still this necessary urge to get together, you know, and camp out on the land. I think it's that pilgrimage, very important, right? It's
exactly.
That Dionysian thing, you know, to get out there, to let it go.
So, Joni, they are live from Big Sur. And, boy, that's beautiful. You know, the song written in a hotel room with Joni and David Geffen, not braving it to Woodstock, watching it. Seeing how it unfolded and writing the tune there and bringing it back. Beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Great
work. David Geffen, you know, a former student, if we will, of the late, great Ahmet Erdogan.
Indeed.
Really, you know, tried to learn and glean as much as he could from Ahmet. I'm not sure if that happened.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, he certainly found a lot of talent, you know, not an Ahmet, because nobody was an Ahmet.
No,
you know?
Obviously, yeah.
However, he did open the doors to somebody like Jackson Browne right away. Well, if all David Geffen ever did was bring us the great work of Jackson Browne, we'd be indebted forever, truly. So, David,
absolutely.
Hats off.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, David.
Hats off, David. Let's honor Amit, though, huh? Hey, so, yeah, good to be here on this Saturday night. And a nice four-song set. It's okay to go long. We went long. Montana's back. He went long.
I love the fact that there are no rules, man. And we're going to continue to put, you know, we played some Roy Buchanan last week, and a lot of people said, wow, what's that about? Oh, we said this was the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour. We didn't say that we were going to play Neil exclusively, but there is some tie. There's some connection.
Oh, well, sure there is. And a beautiful version he did of that one. My gosh.
Yeah, so festival season. Boy, we posted a picture of that bust further. You know, Ken Kesey, the Merry Pranksters, you know. Those guys, so
Billy
smart.
Yeah.
But doesn't it give you the goosebumps, you know, bringing it back to this whole festival thing? I don't know. This time of the year, Tony, we're off to Europe on a grand pilgrimage. Gives me the goosebumps, man. The hairs on my arm get to raise, you know?
All right, on we go. Hey, we got a tune from Peggy here. Why don't we give one of the other young family members a chance to tell us a little something here?
Yeah, we got Rick Rosas on bass, right? We got Spooner Oldham on keys.
Yep,
I think
beautiful.
Carl Himmel on drums, possibly.
Nice.
And Neil's wife, Peggy Young, her tune, and she's on acoustic guitar here.
Love Like Water. Burlington's kind of music. It's the Thrasher's music.
Yeah.
grounds too, because those runners, you know, extreme heat is difficult, but a chill is tough on the muscles when people are running.
Yeah, absolutely. For me personally, when I'm running, though, you know, it's that heat that dry. When I get that, yeah, I would really much rather run in this kind of weather.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, hats off to all the runners, be they hot, cold, young, old, new, or old veterans at it. Hats off to you all tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so look out for My Love from Neil, of course, redone by Linda Ronstadt. A tip of the hat to the ladies in that set. It's the yin and yang, yin and yang. We have to honor both sides of the coin.
Oh, beautiful to have a little more of that this week. You know, we tend to sometimes be a little too male-centric in our taste and in music in general, I think. So it's really, really fine to look back at those three beautiful voices there. Peggy.
Mia Adams.
Mia Adams, right in the middle, our own, no longer quite local. She's now living in Hawaii these last couple of years.
I wonder if she's met up with Neil in Hawaii. I mean, the island's so only so big, right? I mean,
you would think that a voice like that, if she's out there singing in some of those local clubs, sooner or later, there's going to be a buzz developing. Hey, Neil, we ought to go see this lady. She's got some voice. And Mia does have a gorgeous, beautiful, soulful voice. We miss her in town, and hope she's doing well out there in the big city.
And she loves Neil. You know, she did that for the Turnstiles at our festival, which we honored Neil in Labor Day about 3-4 years back now.
Comes the time. So Neil's got a copy of that. He's seen it. Right, my friend. Hey, it's newsreel time.
Yeah, the countdown really has begun. Let's get the update because things are constantly changing, as you know, Neil and this Tony in this world. We're going to Europe, and this is the guy that that holds the keys. It's Thrasher.
And now, straight from the horse's mouth. Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrashersweet.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News and lots of wheat coming right at you. So, next week at this time, Thrasher's Wheat Radio and the crew are going to be in Europe, bringing all of the news from the European tour back to you folks around the world. So naturally, we're all quite excited about that. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But June 2nd, Berlin, European Neil Young Crazy Horse Tour, European leg kicks off about a week from today. So in the meantime, other news, things are relatively quiet, as one might expect just before the tour. We had a couple things on the blog this week. We had an interview with Frank Pancho St. Pedro. That was actually something that took place last fall. But it's a good read. Kind of got overlooked, I guess, in all the hustle and bustle of the tour last fall. But check out that link. Check out that interview. And we had a little bit of news about Billy Talbot. He released an album this week called On the Road to Spearfish. So you might want to check out some of the reviews and preview some of the tracks and check out that. Otherwise, we head into the next leg of the worldwide Alchemy Tour over in Europe. June 2nd, Berlin kicks off. And as we mentioned, Thrasher's Wheat Radio will be there, bringing it all back home. So we're quite excited about that. We really appreciate everybody's support, helping us out. going to be getting all of the little merchandise stuff, the T-shirts and the buttons sent out probably when we get back stateside when the dust settles. But so appreciate your support. Hang in there. We'll try and get those out to everyone as soon as possible. Otherwise, we're going into this pretty pumped up and ready to bring it back. And so if you have anything that you'd like to let us know before we head off, any suggestions or thoughts, appreciate it. Email us, drop us a comment. We'll post a update just before we hit the road with some of our final logistics. But we're definitely looking forward to meeting all you folks out there. Had a lot of contacts in Berlin and Hamburg and Amsterdam and Paris over the years, over the decades, and so certainly really looking forward to meeting you folks for the first time, you know, face-to-face at a Neil Young concert, the way it should be, rather than just sort of like, you know, this over-the-internet screen stuff, get some real FaceTime. So in the meantime, everybody keep on rocking in the free world, and we'll talk to you soon.
Horse is starting to get late. This is a song I wrote in the middle of the night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, in the back of a car. I'm lucky I remember that much. Award 10 years in a row, folks. It's too out of tune. We had to start again, you know. Before, just a minute ago.
All right, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour wrapping up there with a tune. Well, man, I don't care how many times I've heard it. I could play that tune every day, let alone every week.
No, like we were just discussing, those are eternal classics, and really they fall right in the top. One of the top tunes in my entire life. You know, I love Tony, you know, the Terrapin Station from the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. I love the It Makes No Difference from the band. Mm. But really, in rounding out that top three has got to be that one right there. Mm. Like a Hurricane, Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
A great line. It has a great hook. It's something, it's incredibly memorable. The first time you hear it, you love it. What else can you say, man? I
mean, well, it's that first feeling, you know. For me, it's that, you know, that it's a release of that tension when you first see that girl you love, you know, and you're first falling in love, man. You are like a hurricane, mm-hmm. but there's calm in your eye, man. Mm-hmm. You feel that dichotomy that, you yeah. know, that push and the pull and
getting blown away to somewhere safer where the feelings. Ooh.
Totally excited, man. I got to get home to the wife.
Home, James. It's hunger. Something always drives us is home. It's hunger. It's cold.
Or it's loving.
Or it's just love. Just love and wanting to be around the family.
Hey, another good show, Tony.
I hope so. I hope you all enjoyed it, folks. And, well, next week, it won't be this. It'll be we don't know what because we'll be in Europe. And we'll be sending updates home.
Yeah, please stay attuned to WBKM
yep.
this time next week and to thrashersweet.org as we're going to give you as many updates as we can to keep this thing current, to keep you in the moment.
Exactly. Check out Facebook for both WBKM and Thrasher's Wheat so you'll know what's going on, when it's going on. And we'll just try to bring the freshest of the fresh wheat. Right to you, all together from Europe. Fantastic.
And hang with us tonight, you know, as, you know, this is just really the beginning still of a night of quality programming, if you will. Craig Bailey next with his real look into the life, the sounds, everything Pink Floyd, and then followed up by the psychedelic Detached Garage with George.
Fantastic. Thanks to all those folks, and thanks to Bobby Whitlock for leading us in on Saturday nights. All right, Eric, home we go. Burlington's Kind of Music.
WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.